fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 23rd of March. Prepper tip of the day is to pray, pray, pray. Pray for wisdom, pray for guidance, pray for protection for our people and our country. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number is 417-718-2597. Sam, I was just had a short discussion with my engineer here at Republic Broadcasting. We have more people at home, so we're getting more callers, a lot more callers. And our next caller is William in Illinois. Good morning, William.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah,
go
I'd
ahead.
I'd like to talk to the effects of the price gouging, the so-called price gouging on ammo. But people aren't taking into consideration that, like, PMC ammo and a lot of stuff that's made in South Korea is not being shipped anymore. Like, some Herder's ammunition is made in Italy. You get Polish ammunition and some Russian ammunition that they were. I don't know if that's the fact now. But a lot of these places aren't shipping the ammo now, and it's all on the shoulders of the local producers of ammo and whatnot. And the fact, but what is price gouging? If you have to store your product in an area, or not an area, but in a warehouse for 4 or 5 months, you know, you have to make a profit off of it and that. But the people that don't buy it, they buy it at the last minute. And it's just relevant that, you know, if you've been trying to buy something and you don't want to buy it, the guy that bought it a long time ago at a lower price, he's ahead of the game, just like a prepper that's been prepping for years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. He's got a lot of stuff stocked up, and now he's considered a hoarder and whatnot. But I'm just saying, it's all relevant to the time factor. You know, if you're hungry and you wait till the last second, go to the restaurant, oh, we're out of food, you know. Whose fault is that? It's not the fault of the government or whatever, but it's the person that's there. But there's a lot of problems, you know, to get ammo now. I mean, I've seen some prices for 308 up to $1,754 on GunBroker, and that in some places for 1,000. But there's, you know, severe problems. But what do we call price gouging? I'm retired. Well, I've been retired for.
You're making a good point there, William. If the supply chain is being disrupted, that does change. It's a game changer. And how long that will go on, we simply don't know. But we're getting reports of ships not being allowed to dock, that production is being shut down in other parts of the world, not just the United States. Good point there, William.
Oh,
anything
yeah.
else?
Yeah. Yeah, and the same thing, too. You got these oil tankers sitting off the coast of China, laden with oil. They can't unload. They're sitting there. You got to pay the crew just to sit there and do nothing. We got thousands of reefers sitting on the docks in China with eggs rotting, with food and vegetables rotting. Now we can't get a produce. Now FedEx has to, we got to hire FedEx to bring the stuff, the produce in from Brazil or Chile or wherever we get our produce from. And how long does that take? Who pays the extra freight for that? You know, when you talk $2 a head for lettuce, I remember lettuce one time was $4 a head at one time and that. But then again, my benefits from an insurance company that provides my medications, I don't know what you consider price gouging, but my premium went 110.5%. It went up.
Amazing.
But they don't consider that price gouging.
Amazing. William, we do thank
nobody
you for
says,
thank you for your comments.
Okay.
We need to move on. Sam, you got any follow-up on William's comments before we move to our next caller?
Well, you know, I'd like to talk a little bit about the difference between laws and moral behavior. Because there's so many people out there that think because some politician decided to pass a law that says this is what you're supposed to do, this is what's legal, and if you do that, it's illegal. That doesn't necessarily equate to what is the right thing to do. The law and what's right are not perfect equivalents. And, you know, Jesus pointed that out when the animal went down into the well in the Sabbath, and the guy rescued the animal and did the right thing, and a bunch of self-righteous morons showed up and criticized him for doing that on the Sabbath. You're not supposed to be working on the Sabbath, right? That's what the law says. Well, I'm telling people, when things get stupid like this, you basically need to ignore the law and do the right thing. You know, we have laws in Missouri that say if you break the law, but you're doing it for a good reason to help someone, that you're not breaking the law and you won't be held accountable criminally. There's no mens rea, no mens culpa. And if you don't know what those Latin phrases mean, look them up. I don't want to talk about them on the show. But the bottom line is, you need to learn to think for yourself and do the right thing. And like these people in New Jersey that run gun stores and the governor says, you're closed? Forget about you, governor. We're going to do the right thing. If people need arms to protect themselves in times of emergency, that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, lucky for us in Missouri, we have a law, 44.101, that says the government cannot confiscate or control arms, ammunition, or supplies during a time of emergency. If you live in Missouri, no cop can legally take your gun, and I wouldn't give him my gun. You know, if a policeman said, come to your house and says, we want your guns, the answer is no, okay? Because we're protected by the law in Missouri. Even if we weren't protected by the law, my answer would be no. Okay, not going to happen today. So you have to learn, like after Katrina in New Orleans, where the police went around confiscating guns from law-abiding citizens, there was a national law passed in 2007 to prevent that from ever happening again. Because people understood that law enforcement and the law is not necessarily the right thing in a time of emergency. In Missouri, we also have a law, 21.750, in our Missouri Revised Statutes. And that law says that no government official no political subdivision of the state of Missouri may confiscate a gun from someone using it to protect people or property. Right there in 21.750 Section 3. So know your laws, know your rights, and don't let these legalistic retards that want to find some obscure law to try and ruin your life or confiscate your weapons, don't let them do it, because oftentimes there is stuff in the law that protects you and your rights, not to mention the Bill of Rights. We haven't even talked about that, but there's laws that protect you at the state level, and there's also moral justification for defying the law when the law and the government are out of control, and we're in that situation right now. The government is out of control. So do the right thing and ignore these stupid people.
I agree. Before we get to our next caller, the Surgeon General, the United States Surgeon General, made a statement today within the last hour, quote unquote, this week it's going to get bad, whatever that means. He's criticizing young people for not taking this seriously and exercising social distancing. Our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. Well, I think the issues of law and obligation to that is very interesting. I don't want to distract the discussion on this because that needs focused attention and some agreement. But I think regarding this whole infection issue of COVID-19, we see a range of opinions. But I would say on these independent media, the range of opinions varies from this is nothing more than the flu to this is predicted to kill 150 million in the world over time by the time it is over. But I think the independent media, almost everyone, or perhaps everyone, seems to agree on one thing. This pushes a New World Order style agenda. So we do have agreement on one thing. The severity of the infection is what is in question. And I think that is a question of predicting the future, because we do not know how this will go with the controls put in place, or how it would have gone without the controls in place of confinement in place, et cetera, social distancing. And thirdly, there is another opinion, and I call it the irrational statement position. We have people like the Never Trumpers, and we have other people like the Media Always Lies group, okay? So if we're going to say that we're never going to have Trump, then we interpret everything that happens in terms of, well, Trump is wrong and Trump lied or whatever. Yeah, Trump does lie. He does say things that aren't true sometimes. The media always lies. Well, if the media always lies, then none of this is true and no one died at all. That is not the case. Now, so preconceived ideas can be used to make circular reasoning conclusions, because if we come to a problem with a preconceived idea, or we're willing to jump to a conclusion without examining the data, this in-problem analysis is a logical fallacy. So, I heard a show host who is an RN saying that UV light kills COVID, so no one can get infected during spring break on the beach down in Florida. Well, this is patently false, because UV light may be able to kill the virus. UV light can also be used to kill people, and we do see people living and walking on the beach. But there's many ways of transmission, and it's how quickly does the UV light kill it. And when we really want to look at the honesty about spring break, there's a lot of activities that occur in the hotel, and some are rather intimate, and some are parties and congregations of people. So I think what we're getting here is irrational statements to support a unsupportable position. And that's not helpful at all. I mean, if you want to say it's a normal infection, it's not going to hurt. Yeah.
I would counter the spring break argument with show me one healthy teenager that's been seriously injured by COVID-19. Give me one example.
In Oklahoma, they Oh, in Oklahoma, they brought in a bunch. I heard Steve Quayle was talking about that. I think there are a number, but regardless, I mean, if they've been harmed or not, they get infected, and they can then be carriers of the infection. And although they may not be super spreaders if they're not super sick, they still might be. They could go around for 50 days.
We've had pandemics for thousands of years, and you know, people develop immunity from it by getting infected. You know,
the young and healthy
survive, and the compromised people pass away. So, you know, what's to prevent China, is 5 days after we beat the corona thing, what's to prevent China from releasing the next little bug out of their lab? I mean, this could go on infinitely. They have 200 different engineered viruses. What's to prevent them from releasing one after the other, after the other, after the other? At some point, we got to go to work and grow food and live a life. You know, we can't keep cowering and social distancing and not working and destroying an economy, because the health effects of a destroyed economy will far outweigh the damaging effects of a cold virus. And so at what point do we take a long-term view and identify people that are at risk and let the rest of the people live their life?
Well, certainly that may relate to the overall agenda. And I think if you look at Chris Matheson's analysis of this, he published a video with like Venn diagrams showing balancing of three different factors here, and certainly we have the economy and activity versus infection and death, and I think in this regard we should try to evaluate what the actual deaths and danger are from this, and in that regard I can say, who is afraid of the big bad wolf? So let's look at what happened in Italy. Italy is reporting 5,476 deaths. And in the last 4 years, their annual average influenza deaths were 17,000. So that amounts to, so far in their infection, 32% of the annual deaths due to influenza we have due to COVID-19, apparently, not including all the cases that they're not counting, because apparently they're only counting cases that they've confirmed had COVID-19, and some people died without them being tested. So that rate may be a little higher.
I think the percentage of people that die from COVID is way overestimated. Because,
well, let's look at the numbers.
We haven't had test kits to test people in this country. We haven't had test kits in China to test everybody. There's such a lack of test kits that it's highly likely that there are a lot more people infected that didn't die, and so the numbers are skewed enormously. And, you know, Albert Einstein used to say...
Gentlemen, let me interrupt. I need to interrupt here. We're still, the nationwide deaths in this country from COVID-19 are just a tiny fraction of what people die from the normal influenza A and influenza B. A very small fraction of the daily deaths that take place every week of every year. But we're getting into a circular argument here, Dave, No, we're not.
In actuality, I'm talking about actual deaths. And if someone's saying that that there's not testing being done, that means they're missing some deaths, and the number of deaths that they're saying due to coronavirus is underestimated, not overestimated, most likely.
No, that's a complete lie. That's a complete misstatement. If you don't have enough test kits, you know who died, but you don't know who's infected, who's actually been infected and didn't die. You're completely twisting that 180 degrees. You're wrong.
I don't believe so, because if people die, and if they're only reporting people who died
who
are positive.
We have a break. All right. We'll be all right.
There's a follow-up.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 23rd of March. Dave, you got a quick follow-up before we move on, sir?
Yeah. Now, we see, we have to ask ourselves whether the 32% of annual deaths due to influenza being that the deaths in Italy, is this significant? They are under total lockdown. We don't see the deaths exceeding that of influenza. These are just the data. The other data is that the U.S. average influenza death rate this season was 143 a day. Our population is more than five times larger than theirs. They have been seeing 475 for a few days and then 600 plus another day. So as a daily slug, this is a significant daily slug for that country. That's what they're showing on the news. Are they blowing it up? Who knows? I've looked at graphs of the data of active cases in different nations, and we see that China peaked on February 17th, Korea peaked on March 11th. Korea peaked, did a very good job at controlling it, South Korea, and it took about 1 month. So I'm trying merely to present this stuff objectively, and then to evaluate it is another thing. Germany may be peaking, we're not sure, and Iran may be slowing down a little bit. So I think in about 2 months, we're seeing that the infection rates, the active infections, tend to decrease in these nations. And the real question is, was total quarantine and destroying the economy necessary? That's something we have to look at carefully. But we do all agree on some sort of agenda behind this. And I will caution that there are two strains of this that were identified and spoken about as S and L. So this is like an S and L crisis. And if you have large quarantine centers and you put the S patients who have symptoms or who have, let's say, the more dangerous strain together, then everyone may get the more dangerous strain, and then we may see an enhanced death. So quarantining at home makes good sense in most cases, I would say.
Okay. That's good information. We do need to move on here.
And, all right. Well, I'll just say that Mike Adams' model predicted like 120 deaths as of yesterday in the U.S., and there were 349. So it's exceeding his model at this point for deaths.
Okay.
Whatever that means.
Appreciate it. Well, Sam, going back to your earlier comments, people that are at risk need to quarantine themselves. We do not need to shut down the whole country to protect people at risk. The people at risk need to be protected. We don't need to shut down the whole country to do this, but that die has been cast, and you and I aren't going to change it.
John,
any comment there before we go to our next caller there, Sam?
John, this is the problem with people talking about coronavirus. Okay, you got a guy on here saying that the actual death percentages are higher because we haven't had test kits, and so we've missed some deaths. Now, let me do some simple math for everybody out there. Let's say you have a town that has 100 people that are infected. You have no test kits. What percentage of those 100 people are going to die? Depending on whether you're Italy or whether you're America, depending on your health system, depending on your hygiene, depending on your blood type, all these different factors, that percentage could vary anywhere from 1% to as high as 6%. I haven't seen anything over 6%. So if you don't have test kits for a particular town and 100 people are infected, and let's say the highest percentage die, you've missed 6 deaths, identifying them in your data for corona. But you've missed 94 infections by not having test kits. So for someone to say that if you don't have test kits in an area, you're missing deaths for the data, and the death percentages are artificially low, is categorically false. You don't understand logistics, you don't understand statistics, and you don't understand how data is gathered. And see, that's the problem with people talking about all this stuff, is they get so many numbers and so many stats milling around in their head, they can't tell truth from fiction. Okay, now here's the truth. We don't have enough test kits to test everybody that's sick. We are making test kits all around the world as fast as we can make them, and we're trying to get them out to places that really need them where there's high infection rates. So what you're going to see over the next week or two in America is you're going to see test kits reaching places where there are lots of infections, and you're going to see the number of infections identified. That number is going to rise exponentially, not because the infections are rising at that rate, but because test kits are reaching places where they're needed, and we're identifying all of these infected people. What you're also going to see is, you're also going to see the percentage of people dying gradually going down as we identify more and more of the infections. And
Sam,
so
hold,
I think have, this have, has all been overblown to a great degree.
Okay, we have a break. We have callers on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 23rd of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're doing our best to get the excellent up-to-date information on the COVID-19 at my website, top middle of my homepage, COVID-19 updates, and it's going to be added to almost on a daily basis. Almost on a daily basis. We have a new article posted there today by my friend Ann, who is with me every Friday for a number of years, and she's back active again. Ann was an environmental engineer during her working years. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners. My home business, when you place your order, I pack it up. I take it to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where they're being asked by the county health department to discontinue serving meals indoors. They may start serving meals on the porch. That remains to be seen. But the energy cleaner will help you get a great night's sleep, help you wake up pain-free. $285 shipping included. Yes, I do offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can place your order for the energy cleaner, mattress pad to go with it, right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. And I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Our normal programming has been disrupted, to say the least, by this virus, but it's a necessary thing to talk about this. It is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. If you do need a consultation, you need to buy a firearm, have a rifle built, and need help with optics, give Sam a call at 417-718-5000. 2597. Sam, we got callers stacked up here. First is Steve in Washington. Good morning, Steve. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the air. Oh, Steve's gone. Okay, next is Michael in New York.
Okay, morning, let me sneak in a firearms topic, you know.
Well, let's do that. We'll put Michael on hold. Put Michael on hold. Go ahead, sir.
How about a review of 223 ammo that works really, really well to defend your home? Hornady Superformance Varmint, product number 8025. 223, 53 grain VMAX. Buy yourself a couple boxes. Use it first if you have a 223 to defend your home. Okay, back to the coronavirus show. Who's next?
We may as well call it that. I think alternative media is being taken over by this. We got Michael in New York. Michael, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, you know, a lot of good points. Obviously, you know, when it comes to data, we have to first make sure that data is accurate, right? And so anything coming from the media, of course, we have to question triple times. Now, if all the data is accurate, which I believe it is regarding the number of common flu circulating, which people have already mentioned, is way higher than this recent China flu. So it doesn't add up with all the hype. To me, what happened a few weeks ago, a month ago already, is that the mainstream media, along with all of their conglomerates, Hollywood people, etc., started yelling fire in a crowded theater, causing the panic, the stampede, and all the results, the markets crashing, which this is a great cover for, because those markets were doomed to crash, because it's all a fraud. We know that since 2009. So they needed a cover, a smoke screen for that crash. They got that one. And then it causes the stampede and the panic of the herd masses out there, causing all this other, the other effects from it all. And then they want to then justify taking away our freedoms under the guise of protecting a few people that are vulnerable to this particular flu, apparently, compared to the regular flu that's apparently hitting a lot more people. So, you know, it's illegal to yell fire in a crowded theater when there is no fire. Now, some may say, yeah, Mike, there was a fire. And I say, no, that was somebody striking a match to light a cigarette in the crowded theater. That's not a fire that requires a total stampede panic mode to quickly get out of the burning down building. And so Trump, unfortunately, to me, is not playing this right. They're going after, this is also another attempt to take him out with all the other previous attempts failing. And they're using everything they got to undermine him and with this particular scenario. And I don't see Trump really responding correctly. And obviously with all these states and the governors here in New York, California, et cetera, with the moves they're making, almost declaring martial law over nothing, that tells us a lot about where we stand with our local governments. The fact that they're telling people you can't work, you can't earn a living now, you got to stay home, be safe. Then they should immediately put a moratorium on property tax and school tax because nobody's going to be able to pay them. Are they going to say we're suspending all those taxes because of the situation we're in? If they don't do that, that justifies arresting them for totally preventing us from earning our way through life and paying their exorbitant, unlawful bills like property tax and school tax. And then getting us in a situation where they're going to say, look, you couldn't pay these taxes. We got to kick you off your own property that you own. So that's another scenario people better start considering very carefully. But ultimately, to me, this is somebody screaming fire in a crowded theater when there is no fire. Now, I have contacts in the medical field in New York City. Major hospital down there, one of the biggest in Manhattan. It's quiet. It's all quiet. No big hype, no big cases, you know, emergency staff overworked, overloaded because of this threat. They're not even walking around with masks when they're handling their typical cases in this major hospital. I'm not going to mention anything because I don't want to take a chance of exposing my contacts, okay, which confirms, again, they're yelling fire in a crowded theater and there is no fire.
I hear you. And now let's talk about accurate data for just a second. Okay, let's assume that COVID-19 is real. I believe it's real. Let's assume that some people get sick from this virus. Other people's immune system fight it off within 10 days to 2 weeks like a normal cold. Let's just assume that that these things are basically what they're claimed to be from a threat perspective, and that a percentage of older people and people with compromised immuno and respiratory systems are at risk. Let's assume that that's accurate. Now let's talk about the data. When you don't have test kits and you have people infected all over the country, all over the world, and you don't have test kits, there are thousands of people that are infected whose immune systems deal with it. And there are some people that die untested. And so the truth is, without test kits everywhere they're needed, there's no way to have good data. Let's just be honest. We don't have good data at this point. And so all of the hype is unjustified. It's someone ringing an alarm bell that may or may not be necessary. If the whole thing's been hyped up, and I want to get this out, Albert Einstein used to say, make nothing more complicated than it is, and make nothing less complicated than it is. Let it be exactly what it is. And we don't have anybody doing that in the public purview, in the national media, or in the science community yet. And until we get good data, until we have test kits everywhere, we're not going to have good data, and there isn't any way to know exactly what we've got.
Absolutely correct, sir. And if I may just follow up quickly so you can get to the other callers. Pertaining to that, I'm not dismissing there's a new strain of this corona. Not dismissing that in any way. It's possible. But let's, I'm a scientist, and I also cure these kinds of things for a living. It's one of the things I do. And I'm saying cure, not you or John or anybody else. So anybody got a problem with that, just track me down. But that's what I do, and I'm well-known around the world. And I don't advertise. All I'm saying about that is this. The symptoms of the supposed new China flu is it's fast-acting, it's hard-hitting. Okay, well, that reminds me of the flu that was going around last year. Not this winter so much. I have the one around this winter that I've been seeing, that I've been handling with my clientele, wasn't like last year. Last year was hard-hitting, fast-acting. I felt sorry for anybody that came down with it. Now, typically, I would get feedback from my clientele saying, Mike, because of your stuff, wow, man, I mean, we bounced back in 2-3 days. All our friends are still struggling with it for 2-3 weeks. And that kind of flu's been around for 10 years, maybe 15 already, where people typically, when they get hit by that type of flu, they're still struggling with it for weeks. What's the difference between that hard-hitting, fast-acting flu and this new one that they're hyping so much? Why isn't that other one, you know, why wasn't that hyped so much, where you got to stay in, hide, quick? It's, you know, and so that alone right there also tells us there's a lot of BS here, and there's an ulterior agenda afoot among people that classify as traitors in our government.
Yes, sir. 100% agreement.
Okay.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Michael. Any follow-up before we go to our next caller there, Sam?
Yeah, I'm just curious. Is there a firearm owner left in America that can call in and save the show?
Will we have time for a master's moment?
I don't know anyone who's mastered the coronavirus. I don't think we can pull it off. Do you?
Okay. All right. Well, fair enough. Our next caller is Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. About all this, you know, they're rounding up all those homeless people on the West Coast. You know, a lot of them are vets. What are they doing with them? Are they, like, disappearing them or what?
Good question. I don't know.
Huh?
Does anybody know? If you know, call in. Tell
I don't know. Anybody out there?
San Francisco. We got any listeners in San Francisco? I doubt the RBN's killing it in San Francisco, but if they are, call in and tell us what's happening to the homeless people that are being rounded up. I'd like to know.
Yeah, Seattle? This smells of a coup to me. What's going on right now? They're imposing everything they've been trying to get through. You know, no large groups, seize the firearms, cut off communication.
Let me tell you something. Trump's selection of Attorney General Bill Barr, a lot of people don't know Bill Barr. I'm an old man. I remember Bill Barr from the Lon Horiuchi days. He defended Lon Horiuchi when Lon Horiuchi murdered Randy Weaver's wife, Vicki Weaver. And Bill Barr is the guy that was lobbying for blanket immunity for all federal employees. In other words, you couldn't charge a federal employee with a crime. Not qualified immunity, but Bill Barr was arguing for blanket immunity years ago for all federal employees. So, you know, I'm considering a lot of these guys at DOJ and a lot of these guys at the FBI right now are suspects, not prospects.
No, we need some trials, and not run by the official government, but by grand juries, by real honest people, because
let people
getting everything passed they want.
In an economy. Let people start for a few months in the economy these morons destroyed, and then we'll see who's angry about what.
I agree. And, they should have listened to you, John, about buying ammunition. I checked a few websites. They're sold out.
Well, I'm shocked.
Any of the popular ones. Yeah.
Okay.
You're saying the election. I think it's a little early. All right. Goodbye.
Thank you for the call. Well, I'm just continuing to be amazed that a disease, a form of the flu that's killing a fraction of the people killed by the flu anyway, is shutting down the whole country.
Well, it's not like we didn't warn everybody, John. I mean, we've been telling everybody for what, the better part of a year, buy ammo, buy thermal, get ready. The BS is coming. The election is coming, and they're going to pull out all the stops to keep Trump from being reelected. Let's just make sure that you're in a strong position before all this goes down. And here we are.
If we measure how dangerous it is by the number of people dying, this COVID-19 is a fraction of the number of people that die every week of every year from influenza A, influenza B. And if that's what we measure it by, how many people are dying, it's not even close. It's maybe, what, 5% of the people that normally die anyway? If something's really...
It's a great question.
Nothing's broken.
It's a great question, but here's a better question. If this is how we now react, if this is standard operating procedure of how we react, what are we going to do when one of China or Russia's biolabs release something that's really nasty and really starts hurting people? I mean, this is not a viable way to respond. This has no long-term viability to it. If we don't learn to respond properly to this stuff, this will destroy our country, destroy our economy, and you know what? You need oil and healthy men to run militaries, and you need militaries that have fuel, and you need militaries that have equipment, and you need an economy to buy and maintain that equipment. And so we're just basically destroying the mechanisms that protect our country and our way of life, and that is insane.
It is, absolutely. It is, absolutely. Well, I had very serious concerns that we would wake up this morning with nationwide martial law. I'm so glad that did not happen. I think we may see medical martial law imposed in some areas. When I say medical martial law, triage and what we may look at as overwhelmed healthcare locations. According to Scott in Arizona, I think, or was it Michael in New York, hospitals that should be overwhelmed have very light a patient load. Our next caller is Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'll make it short. I just find it kind of hilarious and disconcerting, these people that's got in a panic and driving 50 to 150 plus miles for toilet paper and this sort of thing. Yeah, 750 people a week killed in car-related incidents. You know, forget about the flu and all that stuff. And then we've got all this stuff. They're risking their lives at a greater risk on the highways panicking trying to get toilet paper, and it will if the coronavirus gets them. Just food for thought. Yeah. So thanks for taking my call. Y'all be safe.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Jerry.
I love Jerry. He always has a way of putting things into perspective when stupid people do stupid things. I just love it.
Well, Jerry is well-grounded, and I've noticed that men and women who work in the country with their hands, anybody, I've noticed over years, like mechanics, for example, tend to be very logical people that A has to come before B. It's not a choice. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Monday, the 23rd of March here at Republic Broadcasting. Well, Sam, it's just counterintuitive that we are shutting down the whole country because of something that apparently kills far fewer people than the regular flu kills every week of every year. Well, am I missing something here?
No, I think that your assessment is right on. I think there's been a huge overreaction. I think there's something else going on. I think nobody's talking about this, but the Department of Justice has requested the Congress powers to suspend the Bill of Rights and normal law during times of emergency like this, and so that they can detain people indefinitely, so they can do all these other things. And this does not look like a pandemic to me. This looks like a coup or a takeover, and like a destruction of the American way of life. And, man, people better start speaking up and put a stop to this. They better start pushing back to their politicians and say, enough is enough. We're not destroying our world because of a flu virus. And I think it's important that people do that. And by the way, if you didn't buy a gun when we told you to, if you didn't get training when you told me to, guess what? You're running out of time. I wish you luck. And I hope a lot of people realize that we've been giving them good advice for a long time now. And if you've been Mr. Procrastinate, you and your family are likely to suffer if this thing spins out of control.
Is it still possible for someone to buy thermal imaging sights or night vision, either one? I don't have a clue.
Yes. Yes, okay. But you may not get it in time. You know, we're ordering stuff every day now. I mean, I've got, you know, stuff that I could get in 2 days is now taking 2 months. Stuff that I could get in 6 weeks, like thermal, is now taking 10 weeks. So you wait a whole lot longer to buy anything, and you may not get it until the cows come home. So good luck with that.
Absolutely. Well, Sam, the music starts here in less than a minute and a half. I want to thank you for being with us, and we will continue reporting on these and try to have a comfortable mix of firearms information along with keeping people updates on the coronavirus everything connected to it. I want to thank you, sir, for being with us.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, John. We've got to get off this coronavirus thing. The news cycle's filled with it 24 hours a day. And we got to get back to fundamental things that we do in life that make us
successful rather than
be distracted by all this garbage. So I will check back with you next week, and you have a great week, John. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it. And Sam, I agree with you absolutely. Well, tomorrow we'll have, I hope, Steve, Ben Noon will be with First Hour. Leon Green, I don't know if I'll be in touch with Leon to see if he can make it with us tomorrow. Professor McKinney, First Hour. Wednesday, my friend Jeff Nyquist, the Second Hour. Now, the COVID-19 is contagious, and people do get it. People do die. Influenza A, influenza B, outstrips this COVID-19 by a factor of at least 10 times, is what I'm aware of, in terms of people that get it, people that die. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because because you can handle the truth.